This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Residents of southern Ukraine expect more flooding as authorities warn a Dnipro River dam breach would continue to unleash pent-up waters from a giant reservoir upstream, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats, while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaily Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits. Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's prime minister on Wednesday urged the United Nations, the International Red Cross, and other bodies to act immediately to help flooded residents of southern Ukraine receiving no help in areas controlled by Russian occupying forces.
The Russian occupiers don't even make an effort to help these people. They have left them to perish.
Denis Shmyhal said in English in a video posted on Telegram. Pope Francis underwent a three-hour surgery in a Rome hospital on Wednesday to repair a hernia most likely caused by scars from an operation in 2021, and the Vatican said the procedure had no complications. The 86-year-old Pope was taken to a hospital after his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square, where he had given no sign that he was about to enter hospital for a planned surgery. This is